Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. What up, y'all? You're now listening to... Start over, man. What the fuck was going on? I don't even know what the fuck that was. Just keep it. I don't know. I don't know what the hell I was going to say. I was like...
I think we're just going to keep that, to be honest.
Yo, it's episode 67, by the way.
Oh, my God. What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 67 of True to Size. We're gonna keep that intro. I don't
keep that.
I'm down.
Keep
who
that,
cares?
I just I don't know what's going on after. I was like, what the hell am I sounding like?
You right? Like, it's like you've been drinking. You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Look at that,
like,
cake, yeah. Though.
That cake, man.
Don't blame it on anything except for I don't even know what you can blame it on.
Vitamin D.
We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Good day, mate.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
It's going to be one of those episodes this week.
Yo, Trudy's out.
Trudy.
You guys are good? I mean, the sun has been out, so that's
good. It was beautiful.
It's been beautiful outside. We had a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a good week. Still on a little bit of a championship letdown, I think. Just because, like, when I come home, I expect to watch basketball.
Ball, yeah.
Like, what do you guys watch now? I don't watch anything. I just stare at an off TV.
I don't know. Whatever's on.
Yeah, whatever's on.
Surf.
Nothing specific you guys have been watching lately?
No.
I've watched, actually, last week when we were leaving on Tuesday, upstairs, the girls were watching Awake, that game show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Where they stay up for 24 hours and count quarters for the entire time. And then they have to play games, and the person who wins takes home, like, however many quarters they counted in that 24 hours.
That's crazy.
I've been watching that, right before bed, and it's pretty entertaining just to watch these people who have been sleep deprived. And, like, honestly, that sounds like torture.
No, it is.
It is, man.
24 hours straight of counting quarters.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're just sitting there and just, like, you can zone out. You have to focus on counting quarters. I don't even know if I could do that for an hour.
No.
And
I don't have the patience for that.
And they end up counting, like, $30,000 in quarters.
Yeah, that's crazy, jeez, bro.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy.
Anyways, like I said, this week we've got a little bit of a championship hangover to deal with, but we've still got some great content to run through.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a fire round from a very familiar source, and it turned into the inspiration for this week's discussion. What, do you know who it's from, Alvin?
I think so. I think so.
But first, Alvin!
Fire round.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from the one, the only, Mrs. Q Mart.
I knew it.
Is it Mrs. or Ms.?
It's Mrs.
When you're married, it's Mrs. MRS is Mrs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. She says, hey, bros, I have a question for the podcast. If your woman was a shoe, what shoe would she be?
Damn, son.
So I've had a little bit more time to think about it, so I'll go first. I'll draw it out a little bit so you guys have some time. I think Jill would be a Jordan 1 because, like, she's pretty simple. And a Jordan 1 is pretty simple, not plain, but simple, but also at times can be extremely hyped up and extra and over the top, but generally humble beginnings, like most Filipinos, I think, are. Filipinas. And yeah, at times can be extra or too much.
Yeah.
Sometimes she can be an off-white Jordan 1 and just be too much. And sometimes she can be a bread one and just nice and good.
Simple.
So my answer would be a Jordan 1. How about you, Joel? What do you got?
Man. Good thing she doesn't really listen to this. So I don't know. Like, I would probably say, like, a 90, Air Max 90, but I don't, because she loves Air Max 90.
Mm-hmm.
Like, infrared 90s are her shit. And I don't see myself, like, with an Air Max 90 kind of thing.
What?
I don't know.
Hold
man.
On. Like, what just happened?
Like, did you just break up on the podcast? I think we should see other shoes.
I think we should wear other shoes.
I know.
Oh my God.
I don't know, man. I don't know where I'm going with this, but
you better find out.
I think it's the cake. It's got to be the cake.
Better fix that shit.
The cake.
It's probably I don't know, man. Cake. I don't know. Come back to me.
Okay.
We'll go to Alvin.
We'll edit that answer out of the podcast before it causes problems. Yeah, man. Jeez, just starting from that intro, we've been downhill. Somehow we managed to go downhill from that extremely poor intro.
That was brutal.
Alvin, please save this podcast with your answer right now. Give us some good.
I would say Sasha's more of like a, maybe a Jordan 4.
Okay.
Just because, well, one of them, that's probably one of the Jordans that she actually likes and would wear. But I would say that she's more of like a, it wouldn't be like a simple OG colorway. It'd be like one of those bougie ones. Like a
Travis Scott.
Not even like a snake skin.
Like a pinnacle.
Like a pinnacle. Like something hella, hella, something hella, hella, hella fancy. Hella bougie.
Okay. Because
she could be like that sometimes.
Chic.
Ultra chic.
Yeah.
I could also say that she is also like a Jordan 4 because I only have one left in my collection. It's the only one I need. It's the bread one.
Mm.
So very similar to Sash. She's the only one I need.
Damn.
Wow. That's nice, guys. That's nice.
That's better than Joel's.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's like almost the opposite of Joel's, actually.
And yeah, it's just like, you know, some simple, but some that's also can be like fairly not so simple.
Bougie.
Ooh.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mess with it. Do you want to try again?
Okay, I'll try again. Take two.
Action.
I would probably say Mare is like, it's like a monarch. You know, it's kind of old.
Oh my God.
But it's still fashionable. So it's cool. It's cool in a way. I don't wear monarchs. It's probably like a monarch. Yeah.
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. We're going to move this right along now. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's favorite phrase.
Sorry, I was still dripping on the monarch. Super cute.
Yeah.
And because I think I had the best answer to that question, I'm gonna go first. Just for that reason alone. So, excuse you. My pick this week is the Reebok Instapump Fury X Bait. X Disney X Pixar.
Ooh,
nice. X year. So it's a mismatched design based on Toy Story. For those of you who don't know, Toy Story 4 just came out. I think it was last weekend. So these were created to align with that. However, they have not actually released yet. But they're a mixed matched pair. So the left pair is Buzz Lightyear inspired, and the right pair is Woody inspired. And if I need to explain these characters at all, then just stop listening, probably. But yeah, they're really cool. I think that I like the Buzz Lightyear side better.
Yeah.
It just seems like very space booty. Mm-hmm. Ooh, booty.
Booty!
Yeah, space booty. And I'm a fan. I was never really a huge follower of the Instapump Fury, just because it's very outrageous looking and different.
Yeah.
But on the Buzz Lightyear side specifically, it definitely works. And I mean, it's Disney, so it already had me just with that. But yeah, I like these. They're just cute, though. There's no release date, but I would assume very soon, because like I said, the movie just came out last weekend.
Yeah.
Alvin, go ahead.
So I got the OBJ Air Max 270. Right? No, 720, my bad. Numbers mixed up. So this specific colorway is the Desert Ore. I find that it pulls off of the Mars Yard colorway a little bit. Not exactly, but it's got some subtle hints of, like, you know, the red in there. slash reddish orange, I guess.
Redding
you could
say. And brown and stuff.
Yeah, very cool. Very neutral pair. I love the upper just because it's more of like a classic silhouette on the top. Mm-hmm. And it kind of mixes it with the dope 720, the big 720 Air Max bubble. Very neutral. The insole itself is pretty dope. It's like cork-y. Hmm.
Which is also, that the Mars Yards have that as well.
Yeah, they
there
do.
There you go.
So definitely pulling from the Mars Yard. But I love the classicness of the upper. And then it just, I don't know, for me, in my opinion, it goes very well together. Yeah. And the colorway is dope too. You guys know me and my neutral.
Your browns.
Like my browns and stuff.
These are a lot different than his other 720.
Very colorful though.
The other one is very colorful and these are so neutral.
Just super
like opposite
super
almost.
Neutral. Which is dope. I guess he's trying to like, you know, have something for when he's feeling colorful.
Versatility.
And wants to chill.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
No, I like these. So they're $200. Ooh. That's probably like $260.
It's up there.
To be realistic. There's no drop date from what I read.
I think the other one just came out.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So these ones, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But these are, I don't know if I could cop them just because.
Price tag?
Not even the price.
No.
I just don't know where I would put them into my rotation. But
yeah, because like you said, it's got that huge bubble.
Yeah,
so it's like that futuristic clunky look.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got the very sleek.
It's like the classic on top. You know what I mean?
It's like a classic. Yeah, like it's very opposite. It's a cool shoe, but it's hard to wear.
Yeah,
yeah.
So these are cute for now. We'll see what happens, but they're cute right now.
Cool, Joel.
My pick is the Air Max One, Independence Day, Air Max One. I don't know, it's like a Betsy Ross, if you want to call it, quote unquote, USA 2.0, if you want to call it. It's resembling like the 2002 Air Max One USA mm-hmm. mesh that dropped back then.
Flag on the back.
Yeah, yep. So it's pretty much the opposite with the Betsy Ross flag.
The circle, right?
The circle with the 13 stars representing the 13 colonies.
The original states or whatever. Yeah.
From back.
It's our U.S. history.
Something like that.
Crikey.
Howdy, y'all.
But it's pretty dope. It's clean. It's got like the red mud guards. It's got like the OG red feel to it.
Mm.
It's got like that navy blue, patriotic USA blue.
Mm-hmm. USA.
On the swoosh.
Merca.
Red liner. Gold. Gold Nike Air stamp on the inliner. But, you know, it's cute for me. I know the circle on the tongue with the Nike Air, it's just throwing me off. I don't know what it is.
It's kind of different.
Maybe it's just the red circle. Maybe it's just because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's a clean shoe. It's a cute for me. It drops on July 1st on Canada Day. Which is kind of weird.
That doesn't make any sense.
Going for 140 US.
When's Independence Day? July 4th?
July 4th, yeah.
They couldn't wait 3 days. They're like, we need to get these out right now.
Well, they want to get back at us for winning that championship, though.
They're trying to take away our shine.
Yeah, man.
We never will.
That's ours, B.
That's ours forever.
Yeah, man.
What did you say? You thought it was cute?
It's cute. It's cute for me. Just cute.
I don't think it has much appeal to a Canadian market.
Nah,
it might not even come out up here.
I hope not.
You hope not.
I don't want that shit here.
You're salty now.
Nah, I ain't salty. You just
little bit.
Recognize who the fuck we is, dog.
Where's the Canada Day Air Max
one? Exactly, man.
Anyways. Next up is This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. And first up, our Toronto-related news for this week. New Balance dropped a duo of pairs to celebrate the Toronto Raptors title. We will find a way to work this into every podcast for the next decade.
Man.
See you in episode 1000. So there was two pairs, like I said, that released. When did they drop? The day after?
Last week.
It dropped during the pod, didn't it?
No, that was when they announced it. Or like that's when they released
it. Oh, yeah, that's when they posted the pictures. Thursday?
The Thursday.
Okay.
At 11 a.m.
Yeah.
The
pre-order.
The pre-order. Yeah. Pre-order was they were pretty pricey. Okay, let me get through them and then we'll talk about them.
Right.
So there was the 990 V5, which they introduced this year.
Beautiful.
The black outsole and midsole with the, is it a purple upper, correct?
Purple.
Like a deep purple.
Yeah.
And the 997, I actually like the 997 better personally.
Beautiful. I like the 997.
They're both really good. Like there's no wrong answer to this.
No.
But it's got more like the red and the white midsole brightens it up.
Yeah.
They dropped, like I said, I think you said it was Thursday. They crashed the site.
Yeah.
I saw you trying for them.
Bamboozled, man.
Crashed the site and sold out, obviously. The pre-order sold out.
Yeah.
But Livestock did post that they're getting them. I don't know when. They just said coming soon. So maybe when the pre-orders start filling, they'll ship out to stores too. I don't
know
how it's going to work. But yeah, you guys said you like the 990 better or the 997 better?
I'm on the 997.
Yeah, me too.
Because of the white midsole.
990.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just usually don't like black midsoles.
I like both. Think that,
yeah?
To be honest. Both. But some of both the 990 just...
Pricey, though. Comfort. The 997 was $299. Were they both $299?
I'm pretty sure.
That's steep.
It's like $3 for the pack.
Yeah. That's quite steep.
Yeah, and if you look at the fucking resale, it's steeper.
Is it?
Crazy, man.
Oh, I didn't even check.
Some of them are, depending on the size, it goes up to $8.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
Yeah. But they're pre-orders. Jeez?
Yeah.
Yeah.
8,000.
Yeah. Sasha read a news article on it today.
That's what how, that's in how the world?
The resale
oh my
are.
Lord.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's probably for a size 8.
It'll probably end up being the same thing as like the Kawhi shirts. Like they came out and they were in super high demand and people were paying resale prices and then they just kept restocking and restocking.
That's why you just gotta chill.
Just gotta wait on it. Wait till the stores start getting in.
Yeah.
It seems like all this Raptor championship stuff, the brands want everybody to have them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're not gonna skimp out and they're not gonna make anybody have to pay resale for a championship shirt or a hat or shoes or
and
whatever.
I feel like if Livestock's getting it, you'll probably see that Capsule.
Soulstop has a good New Balance account.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? Like, people will get it.
New Balance Canada will probably do a restock when they actually have physical pairs.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to say I don't like it. Mm-hmm. But the word pre-order,
it's kind
of
weird.
It gives you like a different kind of thought process in terms of, okay, it's a pre-order. So like, I mean, they're just going to let whoever order.
They're going to have an unlimited amount of pairs.
Yeah. Because like, how does a pre-order sell out?
Yeah. They should have just waited for the shoes to come in.
Yeah.
And then sold them regularly.
Or just say purchase.
Yeah.
You know, don't say pre-order because it's not really a pre-order.
Yeah, pre-order implies that there's enough pairs for everybody who wants to buy it beforehand.
Yeah.
I think.
Pretty much.
What you would think, yeah.
That's what my thought process was.
Or you would think it's a huge number.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that. They didn't sell
but
that
many. But it crashed,
many.
Bro. Yeah, and like, you didn't sell that many. Like.
Interesting. We'll see. Once they start shipping out, I guess we'll figure out how many actually are around.
I would still try to get it.
But this did inspire our soul poll for this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw it on our story or not.
I did.
But the question was, what was the better celebration of the Raptors title? The New Balance pack or Drake's pair of tracks that he dropped? I think it was the day after or the night of or something.
Yeah.
What was it? Money in the Grave and Omerta.
Omerta.
What do you guys think? What was better?
I feel like it was the pack.
Yeah.
The shoes?
Yeah. Just, I mean, Drake's tracks are cool, but like,
I didn't think they were that cool.
They didn't really.
There was not one word of Raptors or Kawhi. He didn't say anything about
anything.
And
they were really hype tracks. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a championship track, it should be like a hype track.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and I want to hear the word like Lowry or championship.
Or championship.
Or like title
or
something.
Toronto or like.
There was nothing. It seemed like he just had them like in
he
his.
He wanted to drop them.
His friggin' like laptop. And he's like, all right, I'll just drop these.
But they're not that great, to be honest.
They're okay.
Like the one with Rick Ross is probably my favorite.
Like if they came out on an album, I'd be like, cool.
Yeah.
Cool songs. But the fact that you attached the Larry O'Brien trophy to the friggin' album artwork is kind of like, but why?
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you guys think the answer was?
I would
the response.
I would hope it's the same way.
You would hope?
I would hope.
That it's the shoes?
I'll say 85-15 pack.
Wow.
It's big.
You're close. It's 80% said the shoes were better.
Sorry, the 20% doesn't know what they're talking about, though.
Sorry, Drake. Drake, you are a friend of the show, but your songs were a no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we actually have some Adidas news.
Hi-yo.
Nice.
We don't really get a lot of that. Not on purpose. It just seems like they seem to have found their lane. And they kind of just,
just chilling
have carved it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this was a little bit of fun that I saw. So Wex from Adidas sunned Yeezy Mafia. I think it was over the weekend. Did you guys see it?
No.
So Yeezy Mafia, if you guys don't know, is a notorious sneaker leaker. Really big on Instagram and Twitter. They provide like early info for Yeezys, Adidas, Ultra Boots, all that kind of stuff. Mm, yeah. They posted that the bred Yeezy 350 V2, the black with the red writing, would be returning this fall. And then Wex like quote tweeted it, like replied and said, fake news.
Ooh.
Which is huge. Like that's like the only comparison I can think of is Tinker Hatfield being like, no, that's not true.
Wow.
Like someone of similar stature. I think Tinker might be a little bit above Wex, but similar stature within
he's
their
up
own
there.
Brand.
Wex is up there.
Wex is way up there. Like he's one of the faces of their brand.
That's what I mean.
And he said fake news.
Fake news.
I feel like they've been just waiting. Like they've had a bullet cocked in the chamber and they just wanted to get at Yeezy Mafia and all these people leaking their shit for so long. Because I can imagine being from a brand, it must be so frustrating having all your cool shit just get like leaked out months before.
Yeah.
I would hate that. I hope more brands start doing this. They should do like fake outs.
Like
head fakes.
Like, yes. Like send out fake news. Like literally send out fake news and then make them look dumb when it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That'd be that. We should be in this business. We can have some good ideas.
Yeah, man.
Watch the bread 11s not even come out this year.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Two breads.
Cheese.
Bread 350s and bread 11s.
Cheese.
Both fake news. No, damn. Bread 11s are coming out. Nike is so bad with first. Like, they don't keep anything secret.
They don't.
I don't know what's worse, the Lakers front office keeping secrets or Nike keeping a secret.
True.
Neither of them can keep a secret worth a damn. Next up, Jason Tatum has joined Jordan Brand. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So the announcement was made in Paris at the House of Jordan event.
That. He was there.
He was there. That's where they announced it. MJ was the Michael Air Jordan was there.
Yeah.
So it was
A
cool.
to the bed.
Yeah. The A to the bed.
Right.
Yeah.
She was there.
Air to the bed. So up until this point, he was part of Nike Basketball. As I think everybody knew, he premiered a bunch of different like Adapt BBs. I think he premiered the mag.
He just released those 97s.
He just released the 97.
Yeah.
And when Kyrie was injured, he was actually the one premiering a bunch of Kyrie 4s.
Crazy.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And smart by them. And like you said, the 97. It's pretty cool. It seems like Jordan Brand is trying to expand a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
That's cool though.
Yeah. Like their team was so small. It was like Blake Griffin, Russell Westbrook,
Chris Paul,
Melo, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
They had a few more. I can't.
It's not a big team.
No,
compared to Nike Basketball, which is like a couple hundred probably.
Nike Basketball's huge, bro.
Jordan Brand is probably less than 20.
Yeah.
Phil, if you're listening to this from Jordan Brand, let us know how many players are on Nike Basketball.
Yes, Mr. Sniper.
Snipper Phil.
Sniper!
What's your guys' guess? What's the over-under here? Is it over or under 20 players?
I'll say Jordan Brand. They had
Jordan Brand?
Under.
Under?
Remember they had Rip Hamilton back in the day, Mike?
Let's talk like current active players. Over or
Kemba.
Under? Over or under 20?
Under.
I say under 20.
Under 20?
Yeah.
Under 20? I think it's probably around, I'm going to say 20.
Exactly.
I'm going to take 20. On the dot. I wonder what the spread is if I took exactly. Damn.
Yeah.
Last up, some feel-good news for everybody. Rock City Kicks is raffling off some sneakers for Arkansas flood relief.
True.
Which is in the central U.S. I didn't even know about this. It happened in like late May, but the flood waters are just kind of receding now. So everyone's seeing the damage. Crazy. But a huge part of the central U.S. was flooded due to heavy rainfall. Once again, I didn't even know.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy that something so wild could happen and we have no idea.
Crazy.
But there's 9 confirmed fatalities. Hundreds of homes and businesses were completely like washed away. It was dubbed the slow motion disaster, I guess, because it kind of just crept across
up,
the Midwest, or sorry, the central U.S. So Rock City Kicks, if you send a $5 donation and you win, you get a choice of the Travis Scott Air Jordan 1.
Jeez.
Air Jordan 1 SB LA to Chicago and or the Sean Witherspoons.
Wow.
Air Max 197. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I might have to as well. If anybody's listening to this, definitely consider it. $5 is...
$5, man.
Nothing, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're interested, rockcitykicks.com to enter. Next up, previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Anything on your front, Joel?
No.
Nothing. You got a luggage.
I got a luggage, yeah.
You got a new luggage for free.
For free. Shout out to Woodbine Casino, OLG.
OLG.
Oh, the casino.
Yeah.
I thought it was Woodbine Mall when you said you went to Woodbine. No. You have to specify, man. It's if you perks, say I went man. To Woodbine to get a luggage, no one's going to assume the casino.
shout out to Mayor for hooking that up.
Shout out to the wifey monarch.
Yeah. The monarch.
Air monarch.
For knowing about the free luggage.
Yeah, man.
She's definitely showing her monarch side there.
There it is.
Knowing about the promotions for free stuff. Anything for you, Alvin?
Yeah, actually.
What do you got?
So the homie, brother, amazing friend of the show, Christopher Chu.
Ooh.
Posted.
I heard about that guy.
What did he post? He posted a pair of those low Air Jordan ones that just dropped.
Oh, the SB one?
The SB ones.
Yeah.
The navy with the little jump man on the
mini jump man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hit him up. I was like, bro, because he has a skate shop in Montreal.
That no one apparently goes
that,
to.
That like no one goes to.
Yeah.
That,
like,
no
it must be in like the middle of nowhere because apparently no one goes there.
So I'm like, damn. I was like, yo, do they sell sizes? And he's like, I'll check tomorrow. I'm like, okay. He checked and then... He purchased for me, and then now they're sitting at my house. I haven't opened. I got the box yesterday, but I haven't opened the box yet because I was tired as fuck. But I'll open it soon. Nice. Take some pictures.
Do we know the name? What's the name of the skate shop? Do we remember? Anybody?
Exo Shop.
Is that right?
There's another one. I feel like there's another one though.
I think the one he goes to is a different one.
Yeah,
I'd like to plug it. So because apparently no one knows about it.
Or not, because that could be his little spot.
Sorry, Chris.
We can just hit him up.
For baiting your scene. I think he got the LA to Chicago from there, too.
Yeah, and the other one.
The Paris and now these.
New York. Yeah, these ones are dope, though, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, from the pictures that I've been seeing, quality looks bananas. I wanted them bad just because they remind me of those, that other colorway, the mid that was that dropped a while back. Like back in the day,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like the Japan one,
yeah.
Oh, the white and navy mids from like 01 or whatever from time ago.
Yeah, yes. I want those, but like these will probably be the closest I'll get to that, which is fine.
Right now. I like the mini gem man. It's like a mini swoosh.
Yeah, it's cool, so cool,
like
man.
Air Max One, yeah. I've never seen that before.
Dope touch,
especially on the toe box. Like it's super, so cool, super man. Strange, different. I had a decent week.
Yeah, you did.
First of all, MGD and Staples sent us over the anorak from the event that we went to.
Super dope.
So the anorak is like water resistant. It's got the huge kangaroo pouch, like the polyester lined hood, and then the sewn on branding, or I guess embroidered branding on the sleeve.
Yeah.
Very cool, very dope. We're gonna get some shots up like super soon of that. So thank you, Staple and MGD. We're gonna do a write up on it as well.
Yeah.
On the site. And then I also picked up a couple of pairs.
Yeah, you did. Holy
the Nike Air Yeezy. Pure platinum and solar.
Those are beautiful.
Solar red.
Beautiful.
They're easy too. Oh my God. Shout out to, I don't think he wants to be publicized. A friend in Montreal.
Kuya
in Montreal.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I'm older than him by like a couple months. Anyways.
That's okay.
Now he's my Kuya. For some reason. After that, you can be older than me. But yeah, super big shout out to him. Super generous on the price. I wasn't able to keep both just because like who am I, like he gave me a good price but I'm not still can't do that, so I sold one to cover the cost of the other one. If that makes sense, if that tells you how much I paid for both kind of thing. Which one do you guys think I kept? Did I tell you guys which one I kept?
I think so.
Which one?
The pure plats.
Correct. Yeah. They're so sick, man. I'm so happy.
They're dope.
Yeah. Had to get rid of a couple pairs to like balance it out. But yeah.
Soft.
It's whatever. Worth it. Like we've said time and time again, like quality over quantity.
That's what you
got
to do.
I think I got rid of like the red Supreme foam, but like when am I going to wear that? Like a Versace.
You had those?
Red. Yeah. Exactly. Right? Like It's been so long since I've worn them.
Yeah.
I just like sitting on stuff because it's a cool shoe. I just like to sit on it.
Yeah. But
like, I don't want to just sit on it. I'd rather wear a pair of Yeezy 2s to the ground.
Yeah, but now they have your, now they can go with your Yeezy 1s and.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Yeah. It's like a set now.
It is like a set.
Damn, son.
It was probably the hardest thing in my life, though, having to get rid of the Solars.
Yeah.
Like to having to let them walk out the door. Like, oh my God.
You had them in hand.
In my hand, on my foot.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And I was like, I can't do it. I gotta be responsible.
Yeah.
but yeah, good week. And today, sorry, I completely forgot. Just before the podcast, Nike Toronto sent over the Stranger Things X Nike pack.
Crazy.
So good, man. And they sent over like the whole fit. So like from the trucker hat that says Hawkins Phys Ed to the t-shirt that says Hawkins Phys Ed to the sweater that says Hawkins Phys Ed. And then the shoes, the Cortez, it's like a white tumbled leather with green and orange.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
and it's got the Stranger Things logo and then the Hawkins Phys Ed on patch on the heel.
Nice,
like,
nice.
Man. Coming back, no? Season...
Season 3.
It's coming
back. I think it's the 4th of July, actually.
Yeah.
That maybe that's why. I think we were talking about beforehand.
Yeah.
We were talking about it beforehand. I guess that's why the second wave comes out.
So amped.
It's a good show.
Love that show.
I actually watched the show. That's why. Same. I think maybe that's why I was super excited about it as well.
Seven's my homegirl, though.
Yeah, man.
11?
11, 7.
7-11.
7-11.
7-11's my homegirl. yeah, good show. Thank you, Nike Toronto. And if you guys were on the fence, like, trust me, you,
it's worth it.
It's so, like, so good.
Super duper.
So good. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. E-E-E. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we will let the world know that we goofed. Every time I do this, Alvin reaches for his phone, which means he has an error that he wants to tell us about. But I have a couple here first.
Do your thing.
Flyways 81.
Yo.
What up, brudda? He says, hey, I was just listening to the podcast and not sure if anyone messaged you guys yet, but you were right. It was Liverpool who won the Champions League final. Yes.
Nice.
Anyways, as always, keep it up and can't wait until the next episode. Also a good friend of the show, Heads Ain't Ready.
What?
He says, pod was really good last week. Great guest and discussions. I would say DM Tim about it, but you can't. So he'll hear it right now when he's listening to this because this is his only like touch base with the outside world. He has no social media whatsoever. Yeah. Like to figure out how to spell his last name, you know what I had to do? Because I wasn't sure. I knew it was Prasad, but I didn't know if there was like a different way to spell it or something like that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have Facebook, he doesn't have Instagram or Twitter or anything.
Yeah.
None of that.
And I actually think I had one of his old numbers in my phone, but it was just under Tim.
Tim.
So what I did was I Google searched Tim Prasad, and I just spelled it how I thought it was, and then referee. And then I had to go under like basketball website blog things to find like him listed somewhere.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah. But I found
him. He's a ghost.
Well, he's not that much of a ghost because he's on basketball websites. but yes, I did find it. So, Tim, if you were wondering, I can Google you and you show up as a basketball referee. I found a picture of you in a referee uniform.
Oh, nice.
And then my my last one is from Marco Papito. He says, sending in my perspective regarding the topic of the Raptors parade on episode 66. He said, I went to the beginning of the parade at exhibition. And it was already insanity. From the exhibition gates to the first set of lights, it took them probably an hour. And that's like, what, 10 yards?
Yeah.
Like 3 meters. however, all things considered, I think the city executed it the best they could. They had a very short turnaround time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. However, to prepare a parade like that, they can't have road closures for 3 days leading up to the parade. On top, there were events happening in the city that weekend, such as the Lululemon 10K on Saturday morning. Next is the number of people involved. There's so many resources that there's only so many resources the city has in terms of first responders. And lastly, it's the excitement and massive amounts of people that showed up. I don't think any city can be fully prepared for almost 3 million people to show up. Mm-hmm. Take in the Pride Parade, for instance, something that is planned months in advance for it to run smoothly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
I have a, it's not a rebuttal. It's just a comment to your comment, Marco. I do agree. I did forget that there was other events over the weekend. Not that I think they're related too much, because I would assume Lululemon's 10K would have been organized by Lululemon. And you are right. The Pride Parade is planned out probably a year in advance, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's silly to think that the city or the team or the organization or whatever combination of people was involved in planning this only started after we won. There's no way that it was like whatever Thursday night and they were like, it's like 11 o'clock and they're like, all right, we won. Time to start planning. Like, no, I don't think it works like that. Yeah. I would assume as soon as you make the finals, as much as there's the whole jinx thing, we don't want to jinx it. They definitely start planning it from then. Because look how quickly they announced the parade. It was the same night, like less than an hour after they won. Yeah. They were like, this is the route, this is the time. Like, they had it ready. So I think they had more time than you are assuming. But you are right. Like, there's probably a lot more people than they expected. And it's been a week and a bit now. I'm a little bit cooled down about the subject. Last week I was still hot because I was literally hot from the parade.
Hot.
I think it could have been better, but it also could have been worse. So we'll just say that.
Facts.
Any comments from anybody about the parade? Are we done with the parade?
I'm done with it.
We're done with the parade. I'm done with the parade until next year's parade.
What?
Next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. Mm-hmm. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up and thumbs down. If you want to hear our input,
no one cares.
Let us know, and we'll talk about it next week. If you care to hear our elaboration on the subject, this week's subject is the Roche Run. Alvin, thumbs up.
Up.
Joel.
Thumbs up.
Whoa.
Thumbs up. Lawrence, thumbs up as well. I agree. Next up, NSR. That's all you're allowed to say. You can't say anything else. NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. It's my turn this week. Of course, it's basketball related, because if it's not sneakers, it's basketball, right?
Yeah.
So Kawhi's been visiting all these Toronto landmarks. Mm. I don't know if you guys saw.
Niagara Falls.
He went to Niagara Falls. Yes. He went to Cactus Club downtown. I think it's on King Street.
Hope y'all give him that for free.
Man.
He better have Kawhi'd and dined for sure. Mm. And he went to a Jays game.
You saw that too.
Aside from him being like mobbed by people. And if you're listening to this, stop mobbing him.
Yeah.
If he's even around, knock on wood, by the time you're listening to this, leave him alone.
Be
polite, like a Canadian. Ask for a picture, or say, hey man, thank you.
Just say
and
thanks
and be on your way. Don't follow him around and throw your camera in his face like he's like an animal in a zoo. But my question this week is, he went to all these three so far, and Home Depot. We won't talk about the Home Depot visit. Cactus Club, Niagara Falls, and Jays game. Very Toronto places. Where should Kawhi go next on his Toronto adventure? What do you guys think?
OD.
Yeah.
They only have so many New Balances there, though.
OD Toronto, though.
I think he should go to Blue Mountain, because it's kind of like out of the way. I think they have like that bobsledding thing there. Yeah. I think Blue Mountain.
Honestly, explore the country, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Canada's yours, Kawhi.
Very true.
Hit up, if you want to feel like home, hit up the mountains and go to Calgary. Hit up Just Calby.
Yeah, just hit him
up. I'm sure he'll have a place for you to stay.
Just text him.
For real.
Because Kawhi needs a bed.
Yeah.
Kawhi he's like, I'll go, but I don't want to pay for a hotel.
Yeah. Real talk. But like, explore Canada, man. It's yours now. You won us the championship.
You're not wrong.
So.
Joel, where should you go?
Yeah, like, same thing. Like, explore Canada.
All over.
Like, you know, take the summer. Like, check out Caravana.
That's what he needs to do.
And then after that, like, check out Shoe Hall. You know what I mean?
Very true as well. Right. That's a good answer. Thank you. Louder buzzer. No one can hear it. One more time. There we go. Speaking of Shoe Hall, promos.
Hiya.
Like we keep saying every week, there's only one promo that matters for the next 4 weeks now. It's almost the 1 month countdown.
Oh my gosh.
It's 1 month and 2 days, guys.
Jeez, bro.
It's closing in. We should probably figure some shit out. But anyways.
So where's the venue?
No.
It's Toronto.
Come through, you'll find it somewhere.
Yeah, just Google Toronto, you'll find it. But yeah, Shoewall, July 27th, merchandise pop-up from 11 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. A bunch of brand new stuff gonna start coming in soon so we can shoot it.
A bunch,
like super bunch. Like how many times can we say bunch? It's a lot.
Bunch.
Bunches of votes is bunch.
Just I don't know what you said.
It's a good cereal.
Yeah. Oh, bunches of oats.
Bunches
of oats.
I'm more of a Shreddies guy.
Ooh.
I like Shreddies.
Nice.
Nah, man, French toast.
Frosted French flakes, bro.
No, if we're being healthy, I mean.
Hell fucking no. Vector. Vector.
If it's a healthy cereal, it's Shreddies for me. With a little bit of sugar.
Wow, French toast crunch or whatever.
Not healthy.
So good, bro.
Anyways, that should have been NSR. Maybe next week we'll do
cereals.
From 4 to 5,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Sneaker Spectrum panel discussion featuring us, Trent, the owner, founder, CEO of Exclusity, and Tong, the owner, founder, CEO of NetMag.
Bang, bang.
We've got retail, we've got culture, and we've got aftermarket all in one panel moderated by Phil Dos Santos.
PDS.
Phil's sole purpose.
Sole purpose.
Whatever you want to call him. He will be there with his very good radio voice, moderating the event for us. And we also just recently announced the food situation, at least for the merchandise pop-up portion. From 11 to 4, Churnt Up.
Churnt Up.
By the way, the best name in ice cream.
Hell yeah. By far.
Seriously.
By far the best name in the ice cream biz. Will be vending their ice cream creations. And it's all handmade, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's $3.50 for one scoop or $6 for two.
So you need to get four for 12.
You might as well save that dollar and buy the two scoops.
Yeah, four scoops for 12.
Ooh.
I think that's how I'm doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, yo, like I, the one of them that I haven't tried yet that I want to try is the Easter one.
I saw that.
It's like a mini egg one.
Wow.
The mini egg ice cream. Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's in season enough.
Probably not.
For us to acquire that flavor for Shoewall.
It's not.
Are we going to get special flavors?
I don't know.
I know you mentioned.
I don't know.
Flavors will be announced coming soon. Yeah.
But I think he might. I don't know. They might be cooking something up.
We need
they
a collab might not. On we'll something. See.
We'll yeah, figure man. It out.
Either way, I can't wait to have some of that ice cream, man.
It's gonna be hot. Yeah. I just know the weather's gonna be perfect. It's gonna be hot, and they're gonna sell out of ice cream.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we even sell out of stuff,
there's
gonna be a line for ice cream.
They will sell out first.
They have a following. Like a very I saw people commenting saying, "I'm only coming for the ice cream,"
which is perfect.
Which is fine with me.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
That's very much fine. Yeah. But yeah, it's gonna be a fun day. Even if, like we said, if you don't plan on buying anything, just come out, get some ice cream, hang out with us. It's a huge space. There'll be tons of room to just chat, hang out. It was good vibes last year. It's going to be better vibes this year. So now, the main discussion. I didn't mention what it is yet.
Monarchs.
It is related to that. We got off to such a good start with the topic of discussion about our significant others that I figured, why not a whole main discussion about them? So I guess this will be like a precursor because we do want to have them on the podcast.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I think that would be both a disaster and a delight.
Yeah.
To have the three of them.
The truth will come out. They will tell you guys what's good.
It's going to be something. I don't even know.
Show.
Yeah. Just know that Joel won't be calling his wife a monarch.
No, man.
He'll be calling her a solid gold Swarovski Air Max 97. But yeah, so this week's main discussion inspired by Sasha Alvin's wife, Mrs. Q-Mart, sending in the fire round question, which is kind of weird because she doesn't listen to the podcast, I don't think.
Apparently she does. Because we were on the GO train today. She's like, hey, did you see my question? I'm like, I saw it, but I didn't read it. She's like, why? I'm like, well, we might not even use it for the episode.
Sucks?
She's like, what are you talking about? Like, you guys, like a few episodes ago, you guys were asking for questions.
Oh,
like,
damn, she does listen. Yeah.
So she listens. Like,
oh, maybe she just hears it from upstairs.
Probably.
Like, she's like 10 feet above us.
So that's probably why. But I think she does listen to it once in a while when she can.
I just make Jill download it so we get the hits. Ooh. I don't care if she listens. Oh, nice. I'm like, just go on your podcast app and sign up and like, subscribe to it. So it, so it downloads every week.
Let's get it.
I don't think I want her to listen, to be honest. For the same reason Joel doesn't want Mare to listen now.
No.
But yeah, so just as a background, I guess, I don't think any of our significant others we would say are into shoes. I mean, maybe more so now that we're with them, but they definitely, I don't think, were beforehand.
No.
So just, I want to start with one quick question before we get into it. What came first? Your first kiss or her finding out you were crazy into shoes?
Oh, shit.
For me, it was the first kiss. And then once you're there, she's trapped, so she can't even get out, right?
True.
So she finds out about the shoes after, and it's like, sucks for you.
Yeah.
you're stuck here now.
Where'd these shoes come from?
Yeah. Oh. Too bad.
What came first? I also think it was the first kiss.
Yeah? First kiss came before. So when you got her stuck, you trapped her.
Yeah.
18 years.
Yeah, because when that happened, it was what? What's the matter? 04?
Damn, you're old.
Yeah, for sure. And like at that time, I was into sneakers, but I wasn't heavily. I didn't purchase. I had a few. I had a shelf. Maybe like 9-10 pairs.
Yeah, that's still a lot for a normal person.
Yeah. But like it wasn't as excessive as it was as it progressed while we were in a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she by that point, she was already stuck.
Sucker.
Loser.
She got that and then she got
listen
stuck.
To that, Shasha. He tricked you. Joel, what came first? First kiss or her finding out about the shoes?
Like you guys, it's the first kiss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then shortly after
I
went and bought her a pair of shoes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because I didn't like the shoes that she was wearing. I think they were like called Soda Pops because back then it was like
Soda Pops.
They were like, I hope she doesn't listen to this, but but it's like it's sort of like a lifted heel. It's like a Spice Girl kind of shoe.
Like a wedge?
But a runner kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Like when she first came out, I'm like, why are you wearing that? Like, you know what I mean? And it was just like, okay, let's go buy you some shoe.
Wow.
So I bought her a pair of like campuses, like all red campuses. Mm-hmm.
True.
Adidas campuses. But yeah, so it was the first kiss and then.
Immediately after that. You're like, if this is going to work, we got to switch some things
up.
So what this tells all you sneakerheads out there that are single, if you want to lock down a ting, you better know how to kiss proper, G.
Yeah, man.
And find a girl with ugly shoes, apparently. If she has nice shoes, she probably got them from her man.
Oh.
But yeah, no, it's the same thing. Like when we started dating, Jill was wearing Roches and stuff. Nothing against Roches. We all just gave it a fat thumbs up. But like, come on, man. Like, it wasn't even like clean, like dirty. Nah. Like she had a pair of all white, dirty Air Forces.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was the same way. Nah. Like the shoe buying started pretty quick. For Jill. Yeah.
No, nah, not for Sash.
No.
No.
No. She was like, she was the type to wear like flats. She had sneakers, but she had like black and white shell toes.
Mm-hmm.
She had a pair of like baby fats.
Ooh.
Remember them shell toe baby fats with tee on the side?
Yeah.
And I think she had one pair of Air Forces that were same thing.
Dirty.
It was like predominantly white with a gum bottom.
But it wasn't white no more.
Dirty, bro. It was pretty much a full gum shoe. But like, again, she barely wore sneakers to begin with. So it was just like, I was like, yo, if you're not going to wear it, I'm not going to waste my money. I'm going to buy myself some shit.
That's a true fact.
Yeah.
Would you want her to be into shoes, your significant other? Because when I was thinking about this, I don't think I would. Because I don't know if we could afford it.
Yeah.
Like, it's an expensive hobby.
It is, man.
And one of us needs to be responsible. Yeah. And it's not me. So, like...
Facts.
So, just by default, because I'm older, it has to be her. I don't know, like... Yeah, I don't think I would actually want her... Like, she knows about it now, but I don't think I would actually want her to be, like, into it.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, she's free to do whatever she wants. That's my little disclaimer. I'm not forcing her to not be into shoes. Like, no, you're not allowed. But I think we're better off the way we are.
Yeah.
What about you guys? You look like you're deep in thought, Alvin.
I don't know, man.
It would definitely be fun.
It'd be cool because, like, if you look at Tara and Ahmad,
yeah, man,
they go well.
Yeah, man,
they go well together.
Yep.
And then you also got Lays and Mare.
Yeah.
But they're like, they share the same size, also. They're kind of,
oh man, if we share the same size, it'd be a different story.
Yeah. But I feel like, I don't know, man. Ahmad and Tara make it seem so easy, I would say. I mean, for me, definitely not like a prerequisite. Like, I don't give a fuck if you're into sneakers. That's my thing. Like,
yeah.
It is what it is. Like, you do you. I never want to force you or want to change you in a way that you don't want to be. But it'd be cool. I mean, I can see it working out, but like you said, like, yeah, I don't know if we would have a house. I don't know if we would have gotten married. Like,
yeah. It's not cheap just for one person to do it.
No.
Yeah.
Would you want Mare to be into it?
With Mare, it's sort of like, she like followed into it kind of thing. So she picked up on what really piqued her interest. Like I said before, like, you know, infrared 90s, that's her shit, right?
Yeah.
So like, it doesn't matter which infrared 90s, it's, if it drops, it drops and she wants it, right? So Air Max 90s is her thing. But yeah, she just picked up on it.
Just like from exposure.
Exposure from us, from everybody, right? So
yeah, because she's been coming to the events for forever. But she's not into it.
She's not like heavily
a Tara and Ahmad.
Yeah,
or she's not heavily into Hardy it. Girl and Lazy Bones.
Yeah. Like she respects that game.
She knows what's going on. Yeah.
But for her, she's a simple like, she's very simple.
Simple,
like,
monarch, like, right?
Yeah, man. Simple monarch.
Are your girls into anything else? Like, how we're into shoes? Maybe not to the same level because it's tough to be into something this much. But are they into anything else? Like, they have hobbies, passions, interests. Jill's super into makeup. And I guess that counts.
Makeup can get pricey as fuck, though, too.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah.
The thing is with makeup, and because it's such a lower price point, you can buy more of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, think about if shoes were $10, how many shoes would you have?
Yeah.
And then convert it into makeup. Like, you can just go to the store and spend $200 and you're leaving with 20 things.
Yeah.
Whereas we're leaving with one. Yeah. And then she's also into Disney, which we share, which works out. So that's okay. She can be, I give her permission to be into that. What about you guys, though?
With Mare, she's into Disney. She likes Mickey. She loves Mickey.
Yeah.
From the jump, from the beginning, she just loves Mickey. Like, even when Jomar was born, it was just like Mickey Mouse stuff for you.
But it's actually for her.
Yeah, but it's actually for her. But yeah, she's like, I don't know. She's very into like bags too.
Like handbags?
Like handbags.
It's Filipino, man.
Yeah, man. It's in their blood, you know? But yeah, that's it, man.
But nothing to like the scale that we're into.
Nothing.
Shoes.
Like nothing close. Like far from it.
Yeah.
Far from it.
What about Sasha?
She's got a fairly extensive mug collection.
Oh yeah, that's right. She likes like coffee mugs, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That kind of started when we moved out and got our own spot.
And then you also worked at Starbucks.
Yeah, that didn't help either.
Oh yeah.
So it was technically my fault. Fuck. And then she's also into same thing, like she's about the handbag life. And like she got a lot of shoes too, man. Yeah. But it's like, it's not sneakers like ours. It's like, you know, stuff that she can buy simple.
Yeah.
Like heels or like, you know, gladiator sandals or whatever you call those things. Yeah. It's not too expensive. But still, she has a lot of pairs too. It's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Stuff she wears to the office and whatnot.
Yeah.
So.
But nothing.
Not too crazy expensive. Yeah. But like I would say her most expensive hobby is probably bags.
Handbags. Those
handbags,
are expensive.
Yeah, man.
Backpack.
Oh, just any sort of bag.
Yeah. She got like a Matt and Nat backpack. Honestly, though, but Matt and Nat is not that bad of a price brand, per se.
Yeah, comparatively.
Comparatively to anything else. And it's really good quality shit. But she's really feeling that backpack. So, I don't know if it's going to be like a thing or it's like, I need a next color. Like, I need the black thing for my outfit that I need to wear.
Just wait until vacation's coming up and she's like, I really want yellow for vacation. And you're like, what? Fine.
If you get that yellow, I'm getting that. Yo, they had a dope duffel. I was like, shit. But
duffels, I've grown out of them for vacation. I'd rather just the rolly bag.
The rollies?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the rollies. It's easier to like
what Joel got.
Yeah.
It's easier to maneuver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we're getting off topic now. I'm talking about bags.
Bags.
So like we kind of think I've established, our girls are not as into anything as we are into shoes.
No.
Not even close.
No.
The scale definitely weighs heavily towards us being into sneakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do they feel about all of this? How do your girls feel about all this? Obviously they support it because they come out every Tuesday and just not wait around for us because they have a good time too. But essentially they just come here for us.
Yeah.
Because we're doing the podcast.
No, to event. It's not just for us, bro.
Like, it's not just for
us. They're like best friends now.
It started because of us.
Yeah.
And it turned into something else. But anyways, are they supportive? Do they get it? Do sometimes they not get it? What do you guys think?
What does Jill think?
I think she's starting to get it.
Mm.
It took a lot of me also growing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, we've been together almost 2 years now, so I
really?
Was, yeah.
Oh my god, bro.
Oh, fuck, that's coming up. Shit,
you're welcome.
Thanks, man.
I know, right?
Just a reminder on my phone,
real quick.
Yeah. but yeah,
don't turn into a monarch, dog.
Real quick,
monarch.
I've grown a lot in the last 2 years for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah,
just because, like, I mean, it's everyone has to get to that point where they start growing out of stuff or growing up or becoming more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been kind of growing within the relationship,
yeah.
Which is obviously translated into being more responsible in terms of shoe buying and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like one in, one out, what have you, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
Usually it's like two out, one in or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's definitely more supportive when it's in that terms. If mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, I'm buying this pair of shoes, but I sold 7 pairs in the last month.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot easier of a sell, I guess you could say, when you're telling her that. But she definitely gets it. Like if I say I want to go get the pair of shoes or whatever, she never like, why?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that.
Mm.
You know, like that meme where it's like your mom. Me,
yeah.
And it's like I want this, and your mom's like, oh, we have that at home. She never pulls the you have that at home if I'm like, I want the red version of it.
Yeah.
You have that at home.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't need to get the explanation why I don't. I never get that, and usually it's mostly support now. And then obviously in terms of like this, like the podcast, the blog, shoe haul, all that kind of stuff, like nothing but support, nothing but love from all of our wives, to be honest.
For sure.
They're going to be... They might not know it yet. Well, Sasha's about to find out right now because apparently she listens. But you guys are going to be running the cash register again. Well, we do fuck all. Because we did all the work leading up to it. super supportive for the most part, understanding. And it's a mutual thing too, right? Like, you can't nitpick about their shit if they don't nitpick about your shit.
Mm, exactly.
It's definitely a lot of growing and learning. If you guys are out there and your girl gives you shit about shoes, just come up with something like that. Like a two out, one in.
Yeah.
Or 7, whatever. How many you have to sell to pay for that. As long as it's not coming from your bank account, especially if it's a mutual bank account.
Oh, yeah.
Then she can't say much, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're essentially trading your pairs for a new pair. But what about you guys? How's Sash with the whole thing? Because you guys have been together forever. Like, she's seen you grow into sneakers. Like, peak.
Yeah.
And then also come down after you guys got married and with Kaya.
Holy. That's a long ass
time. It's a big timeline.
Yeah, man.
You guys have been together, what, like 10 years?
Coming up on 15.
Holy shit.
Long time, bro.
15? I'm only 16 years old, man. That's like my whole life.
I'm only 30. Shit. No, I'm 32. I'm just joking. she's been good with it. I mean... She kind of found out after the first kiss that I was into sneakers. And then like pretty early on in the relationship, she bought me pairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's been there for my peak where I had like stupid amounts and didn't know where to put them at my parents' crib and shit.
Yeah, I was going to say that's when you weren't living together too, right?
Yeah.
So she's seen that, and then by the time we started Canada Got Soul and doing the whole like sneaker show thing, it was what, 2013? So we were already like
pretty close to peak.
We were 5 years into it.
Yeah.
Into the relationship. By that time she's stuck. And then, yeah, man, like, obviously she knows I would do what I need to do, especially when I sold pears to buy her engagement.
Yeah, like when push comes to shove.
Yeah, you know, she knows what's good. Yeah. And then I sold pears to get rid of, to make room for Kaya, and also to have, like, just extra money for shit.
So. Just know you are allowed to hold these things over their heads forever. Yeah. If you want to. Like, when Kaya grows up and she's like, Dad, I hate you. She's like, I sold so many shoes so you could have your own room. Go to that room now and don't come out for 2 weeks.
Facts.
2 weeks.
Facts. 2 weeks. Damn.
You're grounded forever.
Forever.
No, just take away the phone.
Stay in the room. Or just say, I'm going to fill your room with shoes.
Yeah.
If you don't stop.
No, for real, though. But yeah, man, she's been dope with everything. She supports Canada Got Soul. She knows what it is. Obviously, she wishes it was more, you know, lucrative, and we were able to monetize things.
Yep.
But she knows why we do it. She knows why we're here. Like, yeah, she sees how happy we are when we do things. She sees our passion for it. So mm-hmm. it's just like, she's very supportive in that sense as well. Mm-hmm. She tries to come out to events, but at the same time, I don't want to force her. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really her scene.
Yeah, we know. Like, I'm the same way. Like, I might ask, like, yeah, hey, I'm going to this event. You want to come? But yeah, it's not like a come with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're not going to have a good time. I'm just going to be talking to all my shoe friends for.
Yeah. And forever. That's not a thing. Yeah. She doesn't like going out as much anymore.
Yeah.
So it's cool. But I love it. So it's dope, man. Like, man, all these events we go to, we get to see people. So, and she gets it too, right?
Yeah. And even the fact that she's okay with you going out and her staying with the baby and you just. Yeah. She's not even a baby anymore. Damn.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I'm lucky, man, because half the time we have events, her parents are over it.
Or that.
Like, they always come over on, like, yeah, at least once a week, and they usually, our events usually fall on that specific day.
Mm.
So I'm lucky in that sense where, like, anytime I have to go anywhere, it's like, oh, my parents are coming over. I'm like, oh, perfect. I'm going to this event.
Bye.
Yeah. So, not that I don't want to spend time with her parents. It's just like, it just,
yeah.
Sometimes I feel bad if she's alone.
By herself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So now if I know your parents are there, it's not going to be as hard for me to go somewhere.
Just so you know, she wants you to leave.
Thanks.
Like,
that's good.
She wants you out of the house more than anything.
No, it's fine. Peace. But yeah, no, she's dope, man. She supports in whatever way she can. So,
All right, Joel. This is your final chance for redemption. Third and final chance. Try and say something nice.
Squash the monarch.
That was just a joke, y'all.
It's just JK, man. JK. It's opposite JK. Day.
We were watching Joe Coy, and like, we had to say something stupid.
You got that funny bone in us now.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's like, with Mare, it's, she's very, very supportive. You know, we've been together for so long now. She was actually the one that bought me the Black Cement 3s.
That's right.
Over at Goodfoot.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
When we first started dating. So she knew what was up. She knew, like the passion was there. She knew, like, the whole meaning behind, like, sneakers and whatnot. Like, you know, the relevance of certain pairs of shoes. Like, she knew what was up. Like, on our wedding, I had, like, the DMP 11s.
Mm-hmm.
She had the Fire Red 3s under her gown.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, she was all about it. And she still is all about it. But she's very, very supportive, with the brothers, with the wives and everything.
Oh, yeah.
They're, like, pretty much all sisters up there.
Yep.
But yeah, she's like, even with Jomar too, Jomar's like all about it too. He's like our little plug at like his elementary school. He wears the Canada Got Soul shirts and stuff like, hey, my dad, like, I was on episode 6. Right? So yeah, man, he's like, you know, our little cheerleader over there, man. But, but yeah, man, it's all love. It's all love. That's all it is.
I really don't know how we would get by if they didn't support it.
It would be hard.
Yeah, it would be, yo, like that's a imagine, like, thing, every like, week it was, like, pulling teeth to be like, okay, we're going to the podcast now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, that would suck.
Yeah. That would super suck.
Super
suck. What about shoes as gifts? Both ways. Like, do you guys give shoes as gifts to your significant other? For, like, not just, like, regularly, but, like, for a major occasion. We're talking about, like, Christmas or birthday or whatever. Do you do shoes as gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a tradition for a while, like, every Christmas she would get a new pair of shoes. Like, a new, like, dope pair of shoes.
Like Jordans or something like
pair
that? Or?
It was either a pair of Jordans. It was usually, like, for a while, like, it was a pair of Jordan 11s.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now that they're, like, re-retroing stuff and she's already had
Yeah.
She already has the pair. Like, I have to find something else.
You gotta like, actually think about it now.
Yeah. So I think last Christmas was Shadow Ones.
If I'm That's not mistaken. A good one.
Nice.
I don't know. I can't remember, but I gave her Shadow Ones for like a gift last year. Shout out to Ahmad for hooking that up though. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like it's not as frequent. It's definitely like a once a year thing. Or if I see someone like clearance, that's dope, then I'll buy it. But she doesn't really rock them as much. But recently, like this past weekend, she was looking for like runners or like shoes that she could just slip on that were neutral, that would look good with any outfit. Mm-hmm. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, you want shoes?
Okay, what? I was like, yo, who influenced you? Like, who the fuck? Yeah, Kim Kardashian. Thanks, Kim. I'll holler at you later. So we went to Dixie because I knew when Chris and Calby were down, I saw a pair of Zoom Flies. Chris bought them for his wife.
You try to put it on because you're on the stees now.
I'm
too.
Like, oh man, you put me on. So yeah. I was like, man, they're so comfy. I was like, babe, you gotta get these. So comfy.
And then she put them on. She's like, I hate them.
No, she actually liked them. She's like, they're see through. I'm like, yeah, just wear white socks, softer things, dog.
Yeah.
And that's how I actually said it at Dixie too.
If like, there's one thing I've learned about females though, they don't own any matching socks.
No.
And none of them are clean. Yeah. And they don't know where any of them
are. Or they take your socks.
Or they take yours.
Yeah, Mary wears my socks.
Yeah. Facts. So you might have had to buy her socks too.
I probably should have. Maybe her birthday's coming up. This comes out on her birthday.
There you go.
So I'll probably buy her socks for her birthday.
There you go.
But yeah, so she got a pair of Zoom Flies. They're like a naked color, like nude. Off-white, nude.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, and then she got another pair of like these free run, like moccasin type looking ones.
Two pairs.
Yeah, two pairs.
Wow.
Nice, bro.
And she even contemplated these like Air Max ones that I saw.
What?
That were like white mesh with navy blue mudguard and a pink swoosh.
Three pairs.
Nice.
But we didn't get that one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does she know, like, I know Mare knows for sure.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I want to ask, I know the answer. I know Mare knows. She's super with the shits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, does Sasha know, like, you guys go out? Is she like, that's an Air Max 1, that's a Jordan 1?
She's getting there.
Yeah?
She definitely developed her PK over the past 15 years of us being together.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was, but, like, one time we were at a mall, and then she saw someone walk by, and he's like, hey, are those whatever the fuck they were? And I was like, what? I was like, yeah. Like,
who are you? Wait. Are you cheating on me?
Who's teaching you this?
Who
stuff?
Are you? What I didn't teach you that.
What's his name? I don't give a who. But yeah, like she knows. She knows her shit for the most part. Like all the simple stuff. She'll
yeah, like the essentials kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is dope because that's all you really need to know.
Yeah. So Jill is learning the shoes that she owns.
That's good.
So we're getting there. Yeah.
Yeah.
She has 98s, 97s, 93s. Ones, Air Force. She's fucking a lot of shoes. Prestos. Damn, yeah. She has a lot of shoes now.
Yeah.
Nice,
but she's learning them as she goes.
Yeah.
Like, she's recognizing it. It's not like, I mean, even when I was getting into it, if I knew what a silver bullet looked like, I knew what that specific one was. If I saw it in gold, I'd be like, what shoe is that?
Yeah.
Like, she's recognizing the silhouette and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's good. Do you guys have, like, a favorite? Like you said, the Air Max 90.
Yeah,
that's, like, her everyday.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's Sasha? Is she like a Jordan, Air Max?
If we're talking Jordan, her favorite's she absolutely hates the Jordan 3, which is the absolute opposite of me because I fucking love that shoe.
Yeah.
And that caused problems down the road for you too.
No, you know what it was? It was the.
It's because I like them. So she just by default.
No, it was the
like
first
them.
Kicks TO event or Kicks Ticks.
Oh, yeah, Kicks. Yeah.
Remember that first time I was at the ACC?
One. Yeah.
Yeah, so she wore her Fire Red 3s that whole day, and it fucked up her heel.
Oh, okay.
So that's why now she's scarred for life.
Well, Sasha, that's your socks. Speaking of socks. Yeah.
Probably. Her that's heel. Probably what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, man. Whatever. She doesn't like it. Soft. Yeah. I love them. Soft. But her favorite Jordan is the Jordan 4. And she, same thing with Mary. She loves the Air Max 90. Mm. But like right now, she's getting into New Balance too slowly, so it's kind of scary.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Monarch soon, maybe, or
I hope not. Maybe Zoom Flies. Keep it at Zoom Flies.
Stay with Zoom Flies.
Yeah.
What about gifts, like shoe gifts for you guys? If I told you your significant other is going to buy you a pair of shoes without any help, would you trust them to do so?
No,
I wouldn't either.
No,
I made Mare return a pair of shoes.
No.
That she bought me.
This episode is getting worse and worse.
Yeah, she bought me a pair of these. I think they were 97s, but I just wasn't feeling
like them. Recently?
No, this was back.
Oh, okay. Way back.
Oh, shit.
Way back.
I was like, yesterday, bro?
I was like, I felt bad, but it just wasn't. It was like, I don't know. It just wasn't my shit. Like when she bought, I don't even know what colorway it was, but I was like, you have the receipts, right? She's like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Man.
I had to find a way to like ease into it.
That's when you start preaching. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I like this, but the other one was pretty dope too. So let's.
Did they have my size in the other one?
Yeah, these don't fit me properly. So maybe we should try the other ones.
Oh, man.
So that's what we did. And, you know, she knew I didn't.
Yeah.
It's just by when you open the box.
Yeah, like, you can tell by your reaction.
And
yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. You know, it's one of those.
A groan.
Yeah. Oh.
So still to this day, you don't think you would trust her to...
Right now, she knows what's going on.
So if she was like, I got you a gift and there's shoes.
I'm about it.
You'd be confident?
I'm about it. Yeah. I'm confident on what she would pick.
Alvin, and what do you think?
She knows what I want in terms of what grills.
But that doesn't help.
But like she can't, we can't afford that shit.
Yeah, yeah. She asked us for help. Yeah.
So I mean,
you know she listens. That's why you're pausing. Yeah. He found out like she listens.
If it was like a GR thing, I would hope she would ask.
Yeah.
Just because like it's taking up space that you're gonna want me to get rid of.
This is the most politically correct answer.
No, I'm just saying.
Just
like,
ask me first. Yes,
no, but that's why. Like,
I might not have room for that shoe. Yeah.
No, but like, don't get cheesed if like there's no space. You know what I mean? Like, no, but like that's why I'm glad I have you guys because like I know she can turn to you for this.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
But like, she definitely knows what I'm hunting for.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that she also definitely knows that we can't afford that shit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'd be happy as fuck if she spent like $7 and got me the Atmos ones.
Would you, though? Do you think you'd be?
Not if we couldn't afford it, no.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Would you actually? You'd be like, babe, like, come on, what are you doing? Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I'd be like, babe, what the fuck? But thank you, I love you.
What? Don't worry about it.
We'll do it.
We'll be fine.
We'll figure it out.
I don't need to eat.
But yeah, yo, like, if it was her by herself without you guys, has good taste, but she doesn't have my taste.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, that's different.
For sneakers, you know what I mean? So,
Yeah, same thing. I don't know if I would trust Jill going into a store.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you're like, go to a Nike outlet and pick something, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. No. Maybe if it was like, go on StockX and pick something. Because like at that point she's heard us enough that they know what we want.
Yeah.
So I think for all of us.
Yeah.
But there's no way you walk into a Nike outlet and choose the same pair as me. I know for a fact you guys would though. So if she wants to go with you, we're good.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we'd probably all go to that Nike outlet and pick up the same pair.
Same pair.
Yeah.
Or if we had three choices, we'd pick up the same three pairs kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
That was good talks.
That was good, man.
That's dope.
That was nice. We'll have the wifeys on soon to defend themselves.
The truth will come out.
Yeah.
Y'all will know.
Everything we just said was a lie.
Yeah. They're going to tell you guys some shit. Don't believe it.
The reason they haven't come on yet is because they actually hate us. So all that talk about they support us and everything. They haven't come on the podcast yet. Yeah. So
all they do upstairs is talk shit. No, I'm joking.
That's a fact, though. That's real.
They do talk shit, but not about what we do. They talk shit about us.
Yeah, about us, not about what we do.
Yeah.
Like, we ourselves are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
But what we do...
But Canada Got Sold is cool.
Is this cool, yeah. Because they get to go to cool events and get free alcohol. Sometimes we get free shoes and it saves the bank account.
Yeah, facts.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. Mm-hmm. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum, sell some stuff, and connect with you guys. That is CGS Talk, facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website that we like to use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is CanadaGotSoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of the segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. And really quickly, we actually mentioned before the show, if you even listen this far into the podcast, shoot us a DM when you hear this and let us know where you're listening from.
Facts.
Yeah. We're very interested just to know where you guys are all from, whether you're from nearby us or if you're from across the pond. Across wherever, you know, outside, inside, all of it.
Big Ben.
just start saying landmarks. Don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You could find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MisterQNNMart.
And thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 67 episodes. Jeez. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are going to be out space.
Peace.
Monarchs.
I just want to listen back to the intro.
Air Mayor.
What did you say at the beginning?
What up, episode. I like shut down.
Your battery died.